Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for turn number 368. It's been a long summer break, but we are back. We have a lot of exciting developments on the way, and hopefully for new audience members, you'll figure out that every single day we do a different 10-minute topic, no more than 10 minutes, technically 10 minutes and 29 seconds sometimes, but no more than that, and every single day is a new topic. Those who would like to find or hear old archived Take 10s, the first 367 of them, you can find them currently at take10fortorah.podbean.com, but we have a website in development where they will all be stored. Finally, if you'd like to reach me, Rabbi Ismach at take10fortorah.org. Okay, so I'd like to begin with something that appeared in last week's Parsha, but of course is going to be relevant, particularly in the coming days, every single day that we say Slichos, and in Yom Kippur. We have a very interesting section of the Parsha. The Parsha talks about a person who, after we bring the Bikurim, the first fruits, to the Beis HaMikdash, and of course there's a whole declaration that's described over there, Arami Rovi Ravi. There's another declaration that's a little bit more private, but this declaration was specifically said after a person would be done bringing all of the different tithes and all of the different separation of product that they would have from their crops. So this, of course, would be called Vidui Maaser. We're going to get to that name in a moment. But the pasuk says, "Kisachala la'aser is called Maaser tvuascha b'shana hashlishis." When you would be finished bringing all of your tithes, and again, there would be a little bit given to the Kohen, and then much more, a tenth given to the Levi, and then there would be a secondary tenth, which would be either brought in Yerushalayim on some years, and sometimes would be given to the poor, and there would be this series of things that you would need to do to make sure that your crops were ready to go and ready to be eaten by you. First, you would have to take care of all of this. So when completing that process, and then the Torah says you would come and make this declaration, and you would say, "Bi'arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis." I got rid of all of this hallowed stuff. I got rid of it. I took care of it. I gave it to who it needed to go to. V'gam nasativ la-levi v'la-ger v'la-yasom la-almana. I gave it to all of the people, the widow, the orphan, the sojourner, the ger, the convert. Kechol mitzosev asher tzivi sani lo avarti min mitzosecha v'lo shechachti. I did everything you asked, God, and I did not transgress. I did not forget. Basically, you're saying, I went through the checklist of required mitzvos relating to produce, and guess what? I checked off all the boxes, and frankly, I'm the man. I'm the man. I did it. I did it all. Now, this is a very odd declaration. We don't generally have statements of people who say not only that they have to do a mitzvah, but that they did do the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to say that you did this mitzvah, which is a little bit strange. But what's stranger is how this is referenced. The Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, Parakei Mishnah Yud, says that b'mincha b'yom tov ha'achron hayu misvadin. On Mincha, at the end of Pesach, towards the end of Pesach, you would do this. At that point, the assumption was you had taken care of all of these separations and tithes. And so you would make this declaration, as is discussed in the Torah, but the Mishnah uses the word hayu misvadin. You would say a vidui. This would be the vidui maaser that we're referring to. Now, the word vidui is something that we're familiar with. The word vidui generally is associated with confession or admission. The Rambam indeed talks about vidui in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. He says it's the basic core of what is teshuva, the tshuva process. Kol mitzvah shebetorah ben aseh ben lo aseh, he says, im avar adam al achas mehem, any sort of mitzvah, if a person transgresses any of them, ben bezadon, ben mishkaga, on purpose or by accident, kishayasa tshuva v'yasa micheto, when he does tshuva and returns from his sin, chayav lehisvados, he has to do vidui. Vidui, he says, he continues, zem mitzvas aseh. It is a mitzvah. And he says, what does vidui look like? It looks like, ana Hashem, chatasi, avisi, bashati lefanecha. I sinned, I transgressed, v'asich ikach v'kach, and I did the following terrible thing. V'harini chamti uvoshti b'maasai, and I regret terribly, and I'm embarrassed by what I did, I'm ashamed, ula olamini chozlo davarzeh, and I'll never do it again. And so, the notion of vidui, as we know it, is a declaration of guilt, a declaration of fault, a confession, an admission. We did something wrong. Now, that makes it really odd when we talk about vidui maaser. In what way is the word vidui related to maaser, the vidui relating to the giving of all of these agricultural gifts? What does that have to do with the vidui of a sin? Interestingly, the Minchas Chinuch suggests that maybe the only time you would say vidui maaser is if you were late on giving the gifts. And therefore, there was a little bit of a mea culpa, your fault, you should have come earlier, and therefore you make this declaration, yeah, I finally got around to it, I finally gave the gifts that I wanted to give. And that's why it has the vidui name attached. There's another interpretation by the Sfarno. The Sfarno says that the vidui actually isn't for a sin that you did, it's a vidui for a sin that was done way before that caused you to need to give all of these gifts to the Kohanim and the Levim. What was that sin? That was the sin of the golden calf, being that really, once upon a time, the Bechor, the firstborn, were supposed to be the ones who did the Avodah, who did the service in the Beis HaMikdash. They were the ones who were not supposed to be given the agricultural ability to plant and to reap and to crop and do all of the things that you needed to do for Parnassah. They were the ones who were supposed to be supported by Klal Yisrael, but because the Kohanim and the Levim usurped their position because of the sin of the golden calf, so therefore every single time we go and we give those Kohanim and Levim these gifts, so we recall the fact that, hey, really it's not supposed to go to them, it's supposed to go to the Bechor, and so there's a sin involved in what caused that, and therefore that's the Vidui. That's what the Sfarno says. Now, the problem with the Sfarno is that, of course, these gifts also relate to the poor. The Yasam, the Almana, the orphan, the widow, and that has nothing to do with the giving of the privileges of the Bechor to the Kohen and the Levi. So it's not the perfect answer, but perhaps that's the Vidui as well. I didn't do anything wrong, or at least I had nothing to do with that, and therefore why is it Vidui for me to be talking about how I did and accomplished all these mitzvos? So I shared an answer in Shul this past Shabbos, and I'd like to share that and something else as well, if we have the time. And the idea that I discussed is based on a Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota talks about how the Sota needs to understand the words that are being said, needs to understand the declarations involved in the process. And the reason the Sota, who is the woman who was accused of infidelity, and the whole process over there, don't have time for it now, but because she really needs to understand what's going on in that process, the words need to be understood by her. It's a Mishnah that says the Sota could be said, the Parsha Sota could be said in any language so that she understands. Vidui Meiser as well, it says, could be said in any language. So the Torah Tamima addresses, why is that? And the Torah Tamima says, it's important that everybody understand this statement that they're making. Why is it important? So he explains, based on an idea brought in the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says, here is why we had Vidui Meiser. Vidui Meiser is all about a person who needs to give a gift to a Kohen, to a Levi, but there is no specific Kohen or Levi. There's nobody who's looking over his shoulder, counting his money, taking a look at how many bushels he has, going over his books to make sure that the money was given. There is no claimant. Any person who's asking for it, you need to go and decide which Kohen you're going to give it to, which ani, which poor person, which yasam, which almana you are going to gift all of this too. And that being the case, there's an incredible challenge in doing this mitzvah. So he says, here's what we do. We create a line. The Torah creates a line. It's going to be a declaration that I'm going to make. And because I know I'm going to have to make that declaration, so I am going to make sure that I do the act because I know I'm going to ultimately have to make that declaration. It's a way to keep me honest. It's a way to make sure that I have a sense of accountability for and towards this mitzvah. And that's why the Torah Tamima says it needs to be understood, because it's not just a line, it's not just liturgy, it's not just a tefillah, a prayer, it's something which I need to understand because it's the mechayev. It's going to obligate me in order to do this mitzvah. If that's the case, then perhaps we can understand why it's called a vidui. If you think about what vidui is, when we talk about tshuva, it's not just telling God something about what we did that he didn't know already. Of course, God knew that we did the Avera, but when we think of vidui, vidui is ourselves admitting to ourselves that we did it. We give all sorts of excuses. We say it wasn't me, or it wasn't so bad, or it was deserved, or it's okay, it's fine in this situation, it'll be all right. And we don't really admit to ourselves that what we did is wrong. So if the idea of vidui is really admitting to ourselves that I did it, perhaps the idea, the notion of vidui meiser is a different declaration. The declaration of, not that I did it, but telling ourselves, I will do it. It's the idea that keeps us honest. It's the idea that keeps us accountable, either in a retrospective, which is the classic vidui of tshuva, or in the forward-looking type of vidui, which is the vidui meiser. I am now listing all of the things that I'm going to do to make sure that I get them done. That's the idea that I shared, and perhaps there's something to that. And that's, yeah, if we try to obligate ourselves, we tell ourselves we're going to go and make a commitment, and we tell people about it, and now I have to go and do it. If I say I'm going to go to a shir, and I don't just say I'm going to go to the shir to myself, I tell other people, or maybe I make a carpool to make sure that there are other people involved, that might be the idea that Vidui Maaser is teaching us. That Vidui isn't just about telling ourselves what we have done wrong in the past, it's about declaring for ourselves what it is that we'll do right in the future. There's one more idea that I wanted to share, but unfortunately, we are out of time. Enjoy. See you tomorrow.